Microsoft is preparing a version of its MSN Messenger with new features that will be available exclusively to paying subscribers of the MSN 8 online service. The Redmond, Washington-based company plans to release the new instant messaging client, MSN Messenger version 5, simultaneously with the launch of MSN 8. That launch could happen as early as October, which should also see the release of version 8 of online service software from AOL Time Warner's America Online unit. AOL unveiled the latest update to its popular AOL Instant Messenger product, version 5, last week. Microsoft plans to offer two versions of MSN Messenger 5, one as part of MSN 8 and another as a separate standalone product, but some of the best new features will only be available to MSN 8 customers who must pay a fee to use the service. An additional feature will be available exclusively to Windows XP users. Offering exclusive paid IM features dovetails with Microsoft's retrenchment of its consumer web service strategy. Rather than offering a broad set of a la carte services as envisioned under Hailstorm, Microsoft plans to offer beefed up services to consumers subscribing to MSN 8. Hailstorm, later renamed .NET My Services, would have delivered online calendaring, contacts, location and other services over the web, mainly through MSN.com. Now many of those services will be funneled into subscription-only MSN 8. Like its major rivals, Microsoft will continue to offer a free version of its IM software. Still, the strategy of charging for enhanced features marks a major shift in the world of consumer IM products. One of the major MSN Messenger 5 features available exclusively to MSN 8 subscribers is enhanced parental controls, which can be applied to online service clients and email features. Parents could use the controls to restrict who their child can communicate with, either individually or in chat rooms. The restrictions would follow the child even to other computers. No such controls would be available with the standalone version of MSN Messenger 5. Still, a few MSN 8 features will filter down into the standalone Messenger client, including a new pop-up information window. Other new MSN Messenger 5 features include an improved address book with the capability of sharing Hotmail and MSN contacts. It also packs new member directory location features and the ability to flag buddies who are online using a mobile device such as a cell phone. Microsoft isn't giving all the extras to MSN 8 subscribers. Windows XP users should see some differences too. When MSN Messenger is installed on an XP machine, the product gives access to video conferencing and other features not typically available with the MSN version and not available on other versions of Windows. Now that its blockbuster game console PlayStation 2 is hooked up to the internet, Sony is ready to upgrade the machine further so it can record television shows. Sony said although the timing and details of the move haven't been decided, it is set to make its game console more like a consumer electronics device. Sony has been trying to transform PlayStation 2, which has sold 40 million units globally, into a home entertainment hub, allowing users to shop online and store music or movies. The new product, enabling TV programs to be stored on a hard disk, could give Sony an edge over its rival Microsoft, which is also eyeing the home entertainment business as an untapped source of revenue. Sony Computer Entertainment may offer tuner kits that would contain hardware to receive broadcast signals, hard disks, and software to run recording devices. China has apparently attempted to crack into the Dalai Lama's computer network, according to its administrators. Over the last month, there has been repeated attempts to infect systems used by the exiled spiritual leader. This takes the form of a computer virus which attempts to send information back to China, the manager of the Tibetan Computer Resource Center told the Associated Press. The center runs internet services and administers the computer system for the spiritual leader's government in exile, located in India. The center alleges that Tibetan lobby groups were also targeted by the unnamed virus, which is designed to fool the users by posing as an email from the Dalai Lama's office. Chinese crackers also attempted to break into Tibetan systems in 1999 and 2001, the Tibetans claim. The latest virus-infected emails, capable of lifting confidential files from PCs used by the centre, were traced back to 6 different addresses in China, used by government and educational institutions. This evidence, such as it is, falls short of convincing proof and could be explained by innocent infection of Chinese machines by CIRCAM or the like. However, antivirus experts suggest that it is possible that China could have developed the virus in an attempt to obtain confidential emails or documents from the Tibetans. Such cyber nasties would have a greater chance of effect than well-known viruses. A joint venture by 5 movie studios to distribute their films over the internet has been accused in a lawsuit of conspiring to put a competitor out of business. The charges, detailed in a federal lawsuit filed in federal court late Monday, could delay the launch of MovieLink, which is already the subject of a routine Department of Justice antitrust investigation. The service, which allows users to download movies onto a computer hard disk and purchase a license to watch, plans to launch by the end of the year. The suit was filed by Entertainment, a company that has offered films and other programs over cable television and the internet for several years. The lawsuit alleges that AOL, Time Warner, Vivendi Universal, and Sony Corporation conspired to break contracts to provide films for the entertainment service. The venture also demanded higher licensing fees in an attempt to derail entertainment as a competitor to their own planned service, the suit alleges. The 3 companies, plus Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Paramount, a division of Viacom, are equal partners in MovieLink. MGM and Paramount were not named in the lawsuit. Entertainment alleges that the studios, which originally agreed to equally split revenues with Entertainment, suddenly demanded a 60% share, plus hefty minimum guarantees. The lawsuit also says the studios cited concerns over the security being used to prevent piracy. Both tactics, Entertainment charged, were designed to stop Entertainment from becoming a strong competitor before the studios could launch their own service. Entertainer offers films for $3.99 US for a single viewing. The lawsuit doesn't specify damages. In its latest report, retail industry online eMarketer estimates that US internet users will increase their annual online spending from an average of $866 in 2001 to more than $1,089 by the end of 2002. The report also notes that sales data from online retailers indicate that repeat customers account for a growing portion of online sales, and these same customers are typically spending more each time they buy online. With the number of online shoppers continuing to grow, US consumers are also spending more online, thereby creating a healthy prognosis for internet retailers across the board, according to Steve Butler, senior analyst at eMarketer. One significant result is that online retailers' customer acquisition costs are falling. Repeat business from customers who are more comfortable with making online purchases has helped bring down the average customer acquisition cost by 60%. Shop.org and the Boston Consulting Group estimate that acquisition costs fell from an average $38 per customer during the dot-com boom to $14 per customer in 2001. Retailers also reduced expenses by reining in marketing costs, which fell from $26 per order in 1999 to $12 per order last year. Drawing on data gathered from more than 75 leading online and offline research firms, the Retail Industry Online Report helps readers understand the key trends that are shaping the future of online retailing. In a victory for common sense and paving the way to a sensible future, Peter Gabriel released his latest album, Up, as a digital download on Tuesday, coinciding with the album's release in stores and representing the first such offering by a major artist that hopes to tap into internet sales. Some popular singles have been offered for purchase online in the recent past, but Gabriel's album is the first full-length release from such a prominent artist. The album was released digitally in the Windows Media Audio Pro format, a high-fidelity download but laced with security precautions to prevent unauthorized duplications or online sharing. Though promoted as a groundbreaking event, the online album release sputtered at first. Several links from Microsoft's website and Gabriel's own webpage failed to take a music-hungry internet surfer directly to a page to pay for the download, or even accurately direct a music fan to where the music could be purchased. A spokesman for Microsoft's public relations agency blamed the download hiccup on bad timing between various retailers and distributors around the globe. The full purchase version of the album is available in both the surround sound format as well as a two-channel stereo for consumers without the fancy surround sound setup. The downloaded songs can be transferred to digital audio players supporting Microsoft's Windows Media format, or the tracks can be burned up to two times to blank CDs. Gabriel fans looking to make various compilations from the songs would be limited to those two burning sessions. The album costs $18 in the shops and $9 to buy online. Wireless technology giant Motorola unveiled on Tuesday a new global positioning system, or GPS chip, with location pinpointing technology that is small enough to fit into a wristwatch. Motorola said it expects the chip to be used in portable electronics products such as cameras with location stamping photos, personal digital assistants with maps and real-time navigation, and cell phones that can locate nearby friends, family members, restaurants and shops. Motorola said the chip, called Motorola Instant GPS, was developed by combining its global positioning system design with IBM's silicon germanium chip-making technology. IBM's technology allowed Motorola to combine the function of many chips into one, helping reduce size and power consumption while improving performance. IBM will make the new chips for Motorola. Mobilcom Austria, which has over 50% of Austria's mobile telephony market, on Wednesday launched Europe's first national universal mobile telecommunication system, or UMTS, third generation 3G network. The service, which will be rolled out commercially as soon as handsets become available, offers 25% national coverage initially. Salzburg is the only big Austrian city not yet hooked up to the system, and by the end of this year, Mobilcom expects to have 1,000 base stations offering 40% coverage throughout Austria, a country of 8 million people. Although there have been UMTS test operations in small areas such as Monaco and the Isle of Man, Mobilcom Austria claims to be the first to have switched on a national network. Boris Nemcik, Mobilcom's chief executive, inaugurated the system in Vienna by using a Korean-made handset to place a 3G video telephony call to Waltrad Klesnik, the governor of Myria in the neighbouring city of Graz. Mr. Nemcik said that Mobilcom planned to launch a lot of user-friendly applications. It has already signed up ORF, the Austrian state broadcaster, to provide news videos, and Reuters was producing business news. Other services include live coverage of all goals scored in the Austrian Football League and access to remote cameras which alert drivers to rush hour traffic jams. Mobilcom has spent €72 million so far on its UMTS network, which averages out at €25 per existing mobile customer. The company notes that the sum spent per head on its 2.9 million strong customer base is considerably less than the €36 average revenue per unit, ARPU, per month. Mr. Nemcik, who expects the service to be commercially operational in 3 to 6 months, estimates that within 5 years, UMTS could account for 60% of Mobilcom Austria's business. Although handsets can cost between €800 and €1,000 initially, Mr. Nemcik expects prices to fall rapidly as UMTS takes off. And in our ongoing saga, the Greek government has now backed down over its ban on computer games, which technically made it illegal to play or own any type of electronic game, even those on mobile phones. Following widespread coverage and criticism of the new law, the government has issued guidelines to police, making it clear that only games related to gambling are covered by the law. The installation and use of games in homes and residential areas is allowed if there is no financial benefit involved, the government said. The same applies to public and private areas if, again, there is no financial gain for the player or any third party. It is clarified, finally, that there is no problem with any citizen or tourist visiting Greece using or owning electronic or other games, such as PlayStation, Game Boy, Xbox, etc., the government says. The law had threatened to criminalise ordinary people and tourists, and the Greek gaming and internet cafe communities have been up in arms since the legislation was passed at the end of July. One gaming tournament in Greece was cancelled because the organisers were worried that they could face arrest. The backing of a key online regulator on Monday brought a group of computer professionals closer to control of the .org internet domain, home to millions of non-profits and community groups. The Internet Society, a group of 11,000 engineers and other networking experts, won another round in the month-long process to manage the Internet's fifth-largest domain when the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, reaffirmed its opinion that the Virginia non-profit was the best qualified of 11 applicants. If approved, as expected by ICANN's Board of Directors, the Internet Society will set up a separate group, known as the Public Internet Registry, to take control of the .org database in January of next year. Long-time domain manager VeriSign Incorporated agreed to give up control last year as part of a deal that allowed it to retain .com, which at 21.2 million names, remains the most popular domain on the internet. VeriSign will continue to profit from .org, however, as it owns an interest in the company that would maintain the database of names under the Internet Society's bid. An Internet Society spokeswoman said that .org owners would not experience any disruption during the transition and would see an improvement in services. For example, she says, users who bought a new .org name would only have to wait 2 minutes rather than 12 hours for it to become available. And that's News Briefs for this week.